Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Government says all party delegations being sent to different countries in wake of Operation Sindoor will project India's resolute approach to combat terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah asserts India's befitting reply to terror attacks leaves world amazed and Pakistan scared. Three people arrested in Haryana on charges of spying for Pakistan. ISRO to launch 101st mission of its space program to provide reliable remote sensing data at 5:59 a.m. tomorrow morning. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya and South Interior Karnataka tomorrow. And in cricket, rain delayed IPL match between host Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Kolkata Knight Riders. And now the news in detail. Government is sending 7 multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. The delegations are set to visit key partner countries, including member countries of the UN Security Council, later this month. They will include MPs from different political parties, prominent political personalities, and distinguished diplomats. We have more from our correspondent.
All-party delegations will project India's national consensus and resolute approach to combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestation. These delegations will carry forth India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism to the world. The 7 delegations will be led by BJP's Ravi Shankar Prasad and Baijant Panda, Congress Shashi Tharoor, JDU's Sanjay Kumar Jha, DMK's Kanimoji Karunanidhi, NCP's Supriya Sule and Shiv Sena's Shrikant Eknath Shinde. Highlighting the significance of this initiative, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju emphasized that the delegations will carry India's unified message of zero tolerance towards terrorism, standing as a powerful reflection of national unity above politics and beyond differences. Meanwhile, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor thanked the centre for the invitation to lead an all-party delegations to 5 key capitals. He said that he will always be available when national interest is involved and his services are required. With Pallavi Parmar and Aman Yadav, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, talking to the media, BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad said that this initiative reflects the far-sighted thinking of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He added that India's collective resolve will show the world the importance of standing united against terrorism.
Terrorism is a global curse. We'll do our best to convey India's strategic position wherein we are all for amity and peace. But we are also very clear that tough action has to be taken against terrorism, which India has shown recently in Pakistan.
On his name not being included in the names nominated by the Congress Party for delegations to be sent abroad, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor said the party is completely entitled to its opinion.
The party is completely entitled to its opinion. Clearly, this being a government delegation, the government had its own opinion as to who they felt appropriate. I was asked, both in my capacity as a chairman of a parliamentary standing committee dealing with these issues, to be put to the service of the nation at this time. Certainly, when the nation needs my services, I am available, and I'm available for my country.
BJP MP Baijant Panda said that Pakistan's army has been taught a lesson through Operation Sindoor and has been made to pay a heavy price for the terrorist attacks in India. He underscored the need for India to actively counter Pakistan's propaganda on the global stage, particularly its misrepresentation of the situation in Jammu and Kashmir.
This new India under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi has made it very clear that those days have come to an end. Pakistan's nuclear blackmail has also, its bluff has been called, and going forward, there will be zero tolerance for any such terrorist attacks on Indian soil.
Accepting responsibility, NCP MP Supriya Sule also expressed her gratitude to Prime Minister, Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju and the Ministry of External Affairs. In a social media post, NCP MP reaffirmed that India stands as one, proud, strong and unwavering in its commitment to combating terrorism. On being named as a member of the delegation, Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde said, India is fighting against terrorism and India has a zero tolerance policy against terrorism.
जिस तरीके से भारत ने गए कई सालों तक टेररिज्म के खिलाफ जंग लड़ी है, जीरो टॉलरेंस अगेंस्ट टेररिज्म, जिस तरीके से ऑपरेशन सिंदूर कामयाब हुआ ये भी पूरी दुनिया ने देखा है, तो हमारा स्टैंड, हम जिस तरीके से पाकिस्तान टेररिज्म को स्पॉन्सर कर रहा है उसके खिलाफ हम कैसे लड़ रहे हैं। और ये टेररिज्म सिर्फ हिंदुस्तान तक सीमित नहीं है, ये आजू बाजू के देशों में भी टेररिज्म यहाँ से जा रहा है, ये भी बताने का काम हम लोग पूरे दुनिया को करेंगे।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today asserted that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has given a befitting reply to terror attacks, leaving the world amazed and Pakistan scared. Speaking at a public meeting in Gandhinagar after launching development projects worth over 700 crore rupees under the Gandhinagar Municipal Corporation, Mr. Shah hailed the decisive actions taken by the Indian Armed Forces in response to acts of terrorism. Referring to Operation Sindhu, Shah said that Pahalgam terror attack was avenged by destroying terror camps of outfits like Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Taiba located in Pakistan.
Modi ji ne har hamle ka jawab ni makkamta se diya hai ki aaj puri duniya aashcharyachakit hokar dekh rahi hai aur Pakistan bhayabheet hokar uska anubhav kar raha hai. Jab Uri mein hamla hua surgical strike karkar ek pratikatmak jawab diya gaya. पुलवामा में हमला हुआ, एयर स्ट्राइक कर चेतावनी दी गई, मगर ये सुधरे नहीं। पहलगांव में हमला किया, इस बार ऑपरेशन सिंदूर से उनके हेडक्वार्टर्स को नेस्त नाबूद कर दिया।
So Home Minister praised the exemplary achievements of the Indian Armed Forces and reiterated the government's zero-tolerance stance towards terrorism. If any terrorist activity is committed against Indian citizens, our response will be twice as strong, he said.
हमारे वायु सेना, थल सेना, जल सेना, तीनों सेनाओं ने ईंट का जवाब पत्थर से देने का काम किया। आज पूरी दुनिया हमारी सेनाओं की मारक क्षमता की सटीकता, हमारी सेना के संयम और हमारे प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी की दृढ़ राजनीतिक इच्छा शक्ति की पूरी पूरी प्रशंसा आज पूरी दुनिया कर।
External Affairs Ministry today clarified that External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar had said that India had warned Pakistan at the start of Operation Sindoor and not before the commencement of the operation. The ministry has called out the misrepresentation of facts, saying India had warned Pakistan in the early phase after Operation Sindoor's commencement. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in, and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. In Haryana, three persons have been arrested on charges of spying for Pakistan. Haryana police has arrested Jyoti Rani, a YouTuber from Hisar, on charges of spying for Pakistan. A case has been registered against Jyoti at Civil Lines Police Station in Hisar. Hisar Deputy Superintendent of Police Kamaljeet said that Jyoti was in contact with Pakistan's intelligence agencies and was sending intelligence information through social media.
हमने एक इनपुट के आधार पर ज्योति रानी पुत्री हरीश कुमार आर ओ अग्रसेंस एक्सटेंशन हिसार को ऑफिशियल सीक्रेट एक्ट और 152 बीएनएस के अंतर्गत अरेस्ट किया है। इसके पास प्राप्त मोबाइल और लैपटॉप से हमें कुछ संदिग्ध सामग्री प्राप्त हुई है। इसको हमने 5 दिन के रिमांड पे लिया है, पूछताछ जारी है। यह लगातार पाकिस्तानी नागरिक के संपर्क में थी।
The police also arrested a youth, Devinder Singh, aged 25, from Mastgarh village in Kaithal on charges of spying for Pakistan's intelligence agency ISI. Kaithal Superintendent of Police Aastha Modi said that Devinder Singh had sent confidential information related to the Indian Army, including Operation Sindoor, to Pakistan. The police also arrested a person near Rajika village of Nagina police area of Mewat on charges of spying for Pakistan. The arrested accused used to send the country's military activities to Pakistan through WhatsApp. The accused has been identified as Arman. India is set to achieve a significant milestone with the 101st mission of its space program. ISRO's PSLV C-61 rocket will take off with Earth Observation Satellite EOS-09 at 5:59 a.m. tomorrow from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. We have a report.
The mission will place the EOS-09 into a sun-synchronous polar orbit. The EOS-09 is designed to provide continuous and reliable remote sensing data for operational applications across various sectors. The mission carries a synthetic aperture radar SAR payload capable of providing images for various Earth observation applications under all weather conditions. Adhering to the ISRO's commitment to the community, the spacecraft will be a debris-free mission. The countdown for this launch began this morning. With Sri Sai Vempathy's report, Aishwarya Rainigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashvani News is presenting a special series. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra Awardee, Rifleman Sanjay Kumar, who displayed exemplary bravery during the Kargil War. We have a report.
A native of Bilaspur district of Himachal Pradesh, rifleman Sanjay Kumar joined the 13th Battalion Jammu and Kashmir Rifles in 1996. During the Kargil War on 4th July 1999, rifleman Sanjay Kumar was the leading scout of a team tasked to capture area flat top of 0.4875 in the Mashko Valley. During the attack, when enemy automatic fired from one of the sangars posed a stiff opposition and stalled the column, rifleman Sanjay Kumar, realizing the gravity of the situation and with utter disregard to his personal safety, charged at the enemy. In the ensuing hand-to-hand combat, he killed three of the intruders and was himself seriously injured. Despite his injuries, he charged onto the second sangar. Taken totally by surprise, the enemy left behind a universal machine gun and started running. Rifleman Sanjay Kumar picked up the UMG and killed the fleeing enemy. Although bleeding profusely, he refused to be evacuated. The brave action on his part motivated his comrades, and they, overcoming the treacherous terrain, charged onto the enemy and wrested the area flat top. Rifleman Sanjay Kumar displayed most conspicuous gallantry, cool courage and devotion to duty of an exceptionally high order in the face of the enemy. The nation salutes him. In February 2022, he received the rank of Subedar Major and is posted to the National Defence Academy in Pune. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning over northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 5 to 6 days. Several places in Assam, Meghalaya and South Interior Karnataka are expected to witness heavy rainfall tomorrow. We have a report.
The weather agency predicted strong winds, thunderstorms, lightning and heavy rains in some areas of South Peninsula India. According to the IMD, heat waves are expected to persist in West Rajasthan until the 23rd of this month, while they will persist in Uttar Pradesh and North Madhya Pradesh until the 19th. In isolated areas of Madhya Pradesh, warm night conditions are probable, and tomorrow, dust-raising conditions are very likely to occur in West Rajasthan. Meanwhile, the national capital witnessed a sudden change in weather this evening following a sunny day, with strong winds and heavy rains providing much-needed relief from the scorching heat. Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In the IPL cricket match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB and Kolkata Knight Riders KKR at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru, the toss was delayed due to incessant rain. RCB are currently in second position on the points table, while KKR are languishing at the sixth. The Israeli Defense Forces IDF said in a statement that it struck and killed a Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon today. According to the statement, the commander, whose name was not given, was killed in the village of Mazrat Jemjem, north of Tyre City. Several Israeli media outlets reported that the Hezbollah commander was attacked by a drone while inside a car. The IDF statement accused him of being involved in the re-establishment of Hezbollah's terrorist infrastructure in the area. Lebanon's Ministry of Health said that an Israeli drone strike targeting a vehicle on the Arnoun Yomor Road killed one person. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government says all party delegations being sent to different countries in wake of Operation Sindoor will project India's resolute approach to combat terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah asserts India's befitting reply to terror attacks leaves the world amazed and Pakistan scared. Three people arrested in Haryana on charges of spying for Pakistan. ISRO to launch 101st mission of its space program to provide reliable remote sensing data at 5:59 a.m. tomorrow morning. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya and South Interior Karnataka tomorrow. And in cricket, rain delayed IPL match between host Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Kolkata Knight Riders. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.